Hey everybody, it's Monday, and Romans 10 is an extremely important chapter in this book. Now back, if you remember, at the end of Friday's reading, Paul was talking about the Jews that had rejected Jesus. Well, he starts out here in chapter 10 by saying, "Brothers, my heart's desire and prayer to God for the Israelites is that they may be saved." So, saying that he hopes that the Jewish people, Jesus' own people from his own culture, would be saved. Now, in chapter 10, there are some verses that very, very clearly outline how someone can be saved, how to seal your salvation, how to make sure that when you die, you end up in heaven. I want to read them to you, starting in verse 9. And if you have attended Celebration very long or heard me preach very many times, I oftentimes will talk about these verses at the end of my message when I'm making a call for people to accept Christ. It says this, that if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. How simple is that? To confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord, to believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead. That's all it says that it takes. But believing in your heart, in biblical terms, the heart is the place of the emotions and also our own will. He goes on to say, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and you are saved." As the scripture says, and he quotes again other scripture, he says, "For the scripture says, anyone who trusts in him will never be put to shame." Isn't that beautiful? That comes from Isaiah 52. And then he says this, this is important, "For there's no difference between Jew and Gentile. The same Lord is Lord of all and richly blesses all who call on him. For, listen, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved." So those verses 9 through 13 are verses that every Christian needs to be able, you need to know, if you don't memorize them, you need to know where to find them in Romans 10. So pound that into your head, Romans 10. Why is it so important for you to know that this is in Romans 10? Well, for many of you, if you're listening to this, you know you're saved. You've already believed in your heart. You've already confessed with your mouth, you've done this. But here's the thing. Once you're saved, God gives you a responsibility. Look at verse 14 and following. "How then can they call on the one they have not believed in? And how can they believe in the one of whom they've not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? And how can they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news." You see, after you've accepted a relationship with Jesus, you're the feet that are to take good news to others. And if you know where Romans 10 is in your Bible, and you can open it up when you have meaningful conversations with people, and when people are struggling, there's no better time, or hurting and struggling in times of loss, there's no greater time than to present the gospel to them. How can they call on Jesus if they've never had someone explain the gospel to them? Romans 10 is a gift to all of us to help others, because how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. There's no greater news than what it takes to be saved. Remember that, and I'll be back with you tomorrow for Romans 11.